What are the issues faced by my teenager children and how can I help? If this is the question in your mind, parents, I am here to talk to you and guide you. I am Veena BK. I am a parenting coach and a dyslexia management coach and also a healer. So with my experience of having mentored teenagers, I understand what goes on in their mind and in general, what are the issues they are facing. And with my experience, I have seen that they do not generally share their concerns or fears or apprehensions with their parents, but they do have a lot of self-doubt and a lot of pressures which they are facing on a daily basis. So here let us understand three such problems which the teenagers are facing, three such issues, and what can parents do to help their children. So the first one I would like to talk to you about is about the peer pressure. You all know there is peer pressure, but it has an effect in the sense the teenagers want the same gadgets which their friends are having, and they pressurize you to buy them the same gadgets, and they are into the video games which their friends are playing. They want to dress up and buy the trendy fashionable clothes which their friends are buying. So what can you do about this? If you openly, you know, stop them from following their peers, you tell them not to be influenced by them, they will not comply, they will not follow, and it goes on deaf ears. So there's a delicate balance in how to advise your teenagers. So you need not openly defy and straight away tell them that please don't follow your friends, please don't follow the trends. No, they will not listen to you. So you have to understand first, talk to them, a healthy discussion. Like I was having an interview with a psychiatrist related to parenting issues, like I was seeking his help, and there's actually an interview with him on YouTube, about 30-40 minutes or so. If you want, I can share the link with you. You can just ping me so that I can share the link with you. And while discussing with the psychiatrist, like I told you, there should be a healthy discussion and an educative kind of a discussion rather than an argument about any issue at home. The child is free to express his or her opinion, and you can discuss, you can tell your point of view. But again, there should not be any argument, but there should be a healthy discussion. So try to educate them instead of telling them this is wrong, don't do that. So just educate them how they need to stand up on their own and believe in their own abilities rather than blindly following their peers. So whatever the good things, positive factors they can take from their peers, at the same time they should develop their own personality and their own opinion and their own choices they have to make in life, which will help them in their future goals. So this is the way the discussion can happen between the teens and the parents. Then the second thing, the second issue which bothers these teenagers, which they never express, this factor they never express, they would be having a complex related to their body image. Someone may feel I'm too dark, some teens feel I'm fat, some say I'm too tall, some say I'm too short. And some have a complex about the acne and pimples which happen in this age. I've heard this from the boys and girls, so that is why I know how they feel about it, but they never express. Deep down they'll be having this complex. So what can be done about this by the parents? So the focus of parents has to be on the abilities of the child, whatever they are good at. Appreciate them time and again. Keep on appreciating and encourage them in the things which they are already good at. So the focus should be on their positive factors and remind them about their unique gifts. So the children will not come and share with you that I am having this kind of a complex, I am having this inhibitions or beliefs about my body image. So it is your duty to always tell them again and again and reinforce that you are good enough, you are good enough. Ultimately, that is the message they are giving themselves, that I am not good enough. So as a parent, recognize their strength, recognize their positive qualities and tell them you are good, you are good, you are too good, you are unique. That is the message parents need to give. And encourage any hobbies they may have, because they're in their area of passion, in their area of interest, they are bound to excel. So when you encourage those kind of activities and they achieve any small and big successes, those things are to be recognized. The parents are the masterminds of the teens, of the children, and they spend a lot of time with the parents. If the atmosphere around the teenagers is negative or non-supportive, they will not bloom and grow in life. So it is your primary duty as a parent to create that atmosphere of security, of appreciation, of encouragement around the children. So when you do this, their self-image is enhanced and the body image issues will be forgotten. So this is what you need to do as parents regarding their body image. Whether they may share with you or not, you have to reinforce in them, in their minds, that you are unique, you are special, you are good enough, and you are good in lot of different things. So appreciate and encourage. Then the third thing, the issue with the teenagers, what they face is they seek approval and acceptance. They'll not come and tell you again. In this aspect also, they are not open, but somewhere they'll be looking for this acceptance. So parents have to give them this, you know, unconditional acceptance. Okay, they are doing some mistakes. They are, you know, too much into screen time, not eating properly, not sleeping well. So many factors are there. So somewhere the child should understand, in spite of all these shortcomings which my parent may not approve about me, still they love me, still I am accepted. So give this feeling to them that I am not happy with your habits, you know, or with your excess screen time or not studying as per our expectation. We are not happy with it, but it's okay. Apart from that, we accept you as you are. But as parents, we will always encourage you to develop better habits, better lifestyle, and achieve your goals. So this has to be made known to them that you are accepted however you are with whatever you are doing. So these are the three things I wanted to share with you today. And also I would like to advise parents, sometimes if you feel, yes, my teens are not openly sharing with me, there's something bothering them, then please contact a mentor, a coach. There are so many persons available now. So if not me, no problem. You can contact anybody with whom you have confidence, whom you know. Please do that so that children can get a mentor in their life at the right age and their future would be better with the right direction in the right age. Imagine a ship moving forward. Even if one degree of deviation, it will reach a different destination, right, in its path. So that is what we need to do with the teenagers. They already have immense potential. Just a little channeling will change the course and will take them to a, you know, their dream destination. That is what we parents need to do. Just channel them, whatever their abilities, whatever their special talents, we just need to channelize them in the right direction. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in joining my WhatsApp group of Smart Parenting, where I share many such tips, just message me, I'll send you the link. Thank you.